Yeah, it's went well, thank God. The lads have put in a huge effort from the very word go. Back in start of February, so we've been very fortunate that injuries have been few and far between, with the exceptions of Conor Clark, obviously, the only long-term one, to please God let that be at all. And the way the championship has panned out this year with Tyrone getting knocked out early, it meant that the county lads have been available to Oma for big parts of the year, probably longer than they have been for a long time, so we've been very lucky in that sense too.
Was that a key component to have them lads back, whether it was a downer for Tyrone, the fact that you had so many players available throughout the year, was that sort of a major factor?
Of course. You don't want them to lose. You want them to be successful with the county team as well, but once that doesn't happen, then you're only too glad to welcome them back. They've been back, Tyrone could beat fairly early, unfortunately for them, but we've obviously reaped the rewards of that, the benefits of it, so...
Now, obviously, some tough games in the Senior Football Championship. It's never easy to get this far.
No. There's 7 or 8 teams in it who would expect to be there, thereabouts, would expect to win it, I'm sure. So you're guaranteed to meet 1 or 2 of those along the way. And we've had 3 tough games, all 3 of them, down to the last minute. So, no, it's they're all tough in Championship, but some of them particularly so.
Well, obviously, beating Cull Island was a major step, and to beat them, better performance, more comfortable performance, and a lot more between these and English, but down to the wire again against Drumore. It was always going to be a big battle, wasn't it?
Yeah, Drumore's a good side. It's even a psychological battle for Oma to get over a semi-final. With Drumore have been to, I don't know, 4 or 5 of the last 10 county finals have been there. They're a battle-hardened team. They know what it takes to win, and Oma, the first final since 2005, so it was a big psychological thing too, and they had to battle, and it's kind of a well-worn phrase now, but they've
carried more with such a championship tradition. They'll come into the game obviously and back a defeat last year as well. There's no doubting, despite maybe league form hasn't been the best, it matters little in the championship for a team like Carrickmore.
No, and to be fair, their league form wouldn't be true either, because they've played a lot of the year missing a lot of their main players too. So I've seen them against Arbroath in the semi-final, and they've most of them back, and they've played some great football. No, I wouldn't pay any attention at all to their league form.
There's a great level of respect between yourself, between Oma and Carrickmore. They're two teams that dominated championships down the last 50, 60 years.
Probably is. Carrickmore's history has been all the way through, but in more recent terms they've obviously been very, very successful, and to be fair, no matter about history, the 15 players in each team who start the game, what's happened yesterday or the day before won't be a big issue. I don't imagine it's all about the 60 minutes or 65 minutes that they play.
You're looking forward to it, Larry, yourself and Barry and the rest of the management team?
Yeah, to be fair, this is the reason why you get involved with teams, and it's big days, and if you can't look forward to county final, you're in the wrong job.
Well, of course, you enjoyed success as a player as well. Yourself and Barry were, you know, come through the ranks. Good partnership.
Barry's married to my sister, so we'd have played under 21s together, against each other, obviously. Now we get on well. Hopefully it'll count for something down the road, yeah.
And what are you looking forward to most on county final day? What's the sort of thing you just think, you know, you wake up in the morning, this is county final day? What are you really looking forward to?
The only one thing you're looking forward to on county final day is if you win it. That's the only, there's nothing else as important. The occasion's great, surely, but no, there's only one thing on county final day, and that's getting the right result.
That feeling of being there when Mars Fitz defied physics. Unbeautiful.
We're in the thick of the action on Hill 16 when Canavan fired it over.
I cried in Hyde Park as I saw them, two captains side by side, 67 years between them. I was there.
And I'll be there
this year.
Could you? All over again.
The GAA Football Championship. Nothing beats being there.
I think we've been reasonably successful.
whatever's about the championship, I suppose, it seems to get us very interested. So thankfully this crowd of boys here is much the same, that when it comes championship time they tune in, they get well up for the games, and thankfully they're performing better in the championship maybe than we did at the early stages of the league. Obviously we like getting the county finals, but it's always better when you actually win them, so that'll be our aim going out now in 2 weeks, whatever.
You've won 6 county titles as a player, maybe lost a couple of finals as well. You've just had the experience of 1 as a manager, and unfortunately that didn't go as planned.
No, it probably didn't. We were probably a wee bit unlucky last year against Linnow. We conceded a few bad goals, but sometimes maybe you have to lose a final before you actually win one, so that bit of experience is going to stand till probably everybody involved, including myself. Maybe we were a wee bit naive last year maybe in some aspects of it, so hopefully we have a fair few players that have been involved last year and that were involved in previous finals actually too, so hopefully that'll stand us. We know it's going to be a tough battle in the final, obviously, but I think we have the players that, if they perform on the day, that we can get the result.
So you feel you're still learning as a manager, and last year's experience will have acted as a steep learning curve and benefited what you're doing this year?
Well, you always learn, probably, and even as a player, and I played a long time, we're still learning right up to the very finish, and probably could still learn now, but so obviously the management's a different sort of role. I feel I do. I've learned some bits and pieces maybe from last year, learn a wee bit more this year too, so every day you go out you must try and learn something from it, whether it's a player or a manager.
And Carrickmore, in typical Carrickmore style, they've come through a few tough games, and when it hangs in the balance, they always seem to be able to pull themselves through. I think they're just 2 points to spare in the last round against Arbow, and in the previous round against Ahar, just 2 points at the end as well. So it's not just this year, but over the years Carrickmore have learned how to win tight games.
Well, I suppose with that wee bit of belief, maybe we think when the game's tight that we feel that we still have the ability to pull them out of the fire. And in the past, maybe there's games that maybe we should have lost, that we actually won a game out of a lost cause, maybe at that stage. But the bottom line is you play for the full duration of the game, that'd be 60 minutes or 63, 64, whatever it be. You don't give up to the final whistle, and then you're hoping that you're on the right side of the result at that stage.
And 2005, the last time Carrickmore managed to win a title, that's a long time for a club like Carrickmore that's used a more regular success than that.
Well, it is, and we've been in 2 finals since then, I suppose, that possibly we should, or 3 finals actually, which we probably could have won. Obviously enjoy that wee bit of success, but every other club in Tyrone is trying really hard to try and win titles too, so it's not easy. It's a bit like Rory McIlroy in the golf, I suppose. You're competing against everybody else all the time, so we're just trying to do our best every year. Obviously the championship is our big target at the start of every year, and we feel that we do have a bunch of players at the minute that can win the championship.
And you've brought in Paddy Talley to do a bit of work with him, sort of to bring him on that wee bit further in terms of coaching and fitness.
Well, I took in different men throughout the year, different Kieran McBride, for example, and I took in different players just to do a wee bit of training. That probably frees me up a wee bit, maybe it takes a bit of pressure off me, and that I can do a wee bit of work maybe along with different players. But we have Paddy in a few nights early, and he's been very good, so the players seem to be enjoying it. But at the end of the day, it's the players put in the work, it's the players play on the day, and it's them that gets the benefits, and we rely basically on them going out and doing as best they can on the field.
And it's a great time for a club that's in an area that's steeped in the Gaelic games tradition. In three senior finals, the ladies senior football final, the senior hurling final, and the senior football final. I mean, is there something in the water around Carrickmore that sort of gives you this sort of hunger for success?
Maybe we're fairly ambitious around here. We have great pride, I suppose, in our tradition in terms of the club, in terms of its origins. Maybe people that went before us, the job they've done, and all this group of players here is trying to do, whether it be the ladies teams, the under 21 teams, the hurlers, all we're trying to do is actually do our best, the same as what other people have done, so that when we're finished or passed it on, that we have something to hand on to the next generation. So that's basically our aim.